proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue looking at the parables of the Kingdom of Heaven, found in Matthew chapter 25, comprising part of Jesus Christ's Olivet Discourse. The Savior related another parable, reminiscent of an earlier one he delivered as he came to Jerusalem. That parable, found in the 19th chapter of Luke's Gospel, was known as the Parable of the Pounds. This narrative, found in Matthew 25, is the Parable of the Talents. The term pound and talent refer to monetary units. A pound, or the Greek mina, a pound represented somewhere between $15 and $17 equivalent American money. 60 pounds comprised one talent, the Greek word talanton. One talent equaled approximately 100 days' wages. The parables contained in Matthew 25 and Luke 19 had certain similarities. In both narratives, a man about to take a journey entrusted his servants with his assets. In both parables, the man returned, and when he returned, he demanded an accounting from his servants for what they did with what he entrusted them. In both parables, two servants faithfully executed their master's trust and received rewards, while one servant failed to invest what the master had given him. However, the two narratives differ as to their setting. The Lord taught the parable of the pounds in Luke chapter 19, as he and the disciples ascended to Jerusalem before the Lord's triumphal entry into that city. Jesus Christ related the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, after he had already entered Jerusalem, just before he was about to be crucified and resurrected from the dead. Major differences between the two parables exist. In Matthew's account, the servants received different amounts. In the Gospel of Luke, each servant received an identical amount. In Matthew's narrative, the faithful servants achieved the same degree of success. In Luke's account, they attained different degrees of success. So what differentiated the parable of the talents in Matthew 25 from the parable of the pounds in Luke 19? In both cases, the Lord had different lessons he wanted to convey. He delivered the parable of the pounds on the road to Jerusalem because his disciples, quote, thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear, unquote. Jesus Christ wanted to show his followers their error. In doing so, he related this parable, which in effect compared himself to a nobleman traveling to receive a kingdom, a person who entrusted his servants with dealing with his affairs during the period of his absence. Here in Matthew 25, Jesus Christ was about to be crucified and raised from the dead. After those things had happened and before he ascended back to heaven, the Savior's disciples asked him if he would then restore the kingdom of Israel. At that time, he rebuked them for their presumption, telling them, quote, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. Thus, Matthew's parable of the talents emphasized fidelity in service as a prerequisite for receiving rewards in the kingdom of heaven. Note that the servant who earned an additional 10 talents and a servant who earned an additional 5 talents, that both servants shared equally in their master's commendation. However, the servant who hid the talent his master committed to him had betrayed his master's trust. It was therefore fitting that he suffered not only the loss of his reward, but the loss of his position. Those who would serve Jesus Christ need to remain faithful until his return. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.